This is about an evening that I had in Soho Review Bar. It was a cabaret night, and it was billed as having Des O'Connor comparing the whole event. And so after booking tickets, I phoned my mum, and I was fairly excited for her because I knew she'd be excited for me. And she was. And I told her I'd, you know, ring her the next day and tell her how it was. And this is how it was. Cabaret with Des O'Connor. Between the beat of Soho and Leicester Square, as the DJ cuts his jazz, the review bar circles its tumbler. The spotlight skittish on stage curtains rests on a tall mic stand. A pink ukulele emerges, then a slim, bespectacled man. Our compere steps through, awkward. I'm Des O'Connor, a Des O'Connor, not the Des O'Connor. Think Des Light. He's a bit of a square, a geek. You could perhaps compare him to the kid at school you ran circles around with a football. Plucking the strings of his ukulele, he brings us Pretty Little Miss Dysmorphia, then pulls back the curtain to welcome the hurly-burly girlies, but looks uncertain, his mistake. They march on from the right and Des is a goner, slipping off pinker than his pink ukulele. Militant in World War II khaki, the girls stand square to attentions, ticked off by their sergeant swinging circles with a truncheon, then down their uniforms. Our compere returns to the stage giddy as they leave. Des now Camper and Kenneth Williams. Oh, matron, I think I'm having one of my funny turns, he whimpers, moving the knot of his tie in circles. With as much panache as the Des O'Connor, our Des delivers a song about earning just enough cash for 3 square meals as a rent boy, and before offering Miss Polly Ray, points to his ukulele, more from my pink instrument later, and puts the ukulele between his legs the way your dad might with a hose, comparing the hose to his penis when he waters the garden, then square dances off stage as Polly saunters on, dressed in an outfit certain to come off. She's strawberry ice cream singing My Boy Lollipop, a corner of her bra peeling until her breast bop, coursing circles with tassels, circles to make a man thirsty. The dark circles that are the rim of his glasses thrust out, in, out like cartoon eyes. His ukulele, his pink instrument held pert between his knees, Des's mock boner, precedes him re-entering. He smiles, grips the mic with rigour, compares Polly to a summer's day spent in dark spheres and sim with sweet things and red curtains. Speaking of Shakespeare, he says, this is my Romeo and Juliet, my sonnet 18. He squares it with us by saying, but it's a little bit naughty. Squares it with us as the primary school kid's favourite in the teaching circles he moves in. So, before I disappear for the night between the pink curtains, he says, ladies and gents, the ballad of Negrophiliac. He slaps the ukulele and tickles the crowd pink, ends with a bow. I've been your compere, check out myspace.com/Des O'Connor. The DJ spins, Des O'Connor slips an envelope inside his pocket and, ukulele slung in a Sainsbury's bag, excuses himself between two girls comparing swallow tattoos, ducks the exit curtain, slumps through circles of tourists in Leicester Square.